born to you a Savior. Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vaux.
Going Home, Monday, January 5th, 2026. The text comes from Matthew chapter 2. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth. I wonder what it was like for young Jesus listening to his parents make plans to go home. Because as young as he was, Egypt probably felt like home to him. He was probably not quite 2 when they left Bethlehem. Did he remember it at all? And he had never seen Galilee. What Jesus knew as a young child was a mixture of his family's language and culture and that of his Egyptian playmates. Still, God wanted him in Israel, and that is where they went. If you think of it, that's not a bad picture of how Jesus' life went as an adult, too. Because during the years of his preaching and healing, he is constantly on the move. He says, "The Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head," and he's right. Bed was often a stranger's home or a spot on the side of the road. There would be no true lasting rest for Jesus at home until after he suffered, died, and rose from the dead. His great work made it possible for us too to become children of God, forgiven and blessed. And now Jesus has gone home to his Father's house ahead of us to get things ready for us. He wants us with him forever. We pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making your home mine. Amen.